Hello, my name is Sally Barber, and I was wondering what the significance was of the country Egypt. Many significant things happened there, the escape through the Red Sea, Joseph saving his whole country from famine, and Christ escaping with his family until Herod died. So I was wondering what that significance was with that particular country.
That is a good question. I'll give you the short, and then, you know, if we have time, we can have the long. But it is phenomenal to especially see Egypt in prophecy, in the prophetic realm. They are treated differently. You never see Egypt in the list of all the bad guys attacking, especially the nation of Israel at the end, whether it be the Ezekiel 36 to 38 passage or the Zechariah 12 or any of the rest of them. In fact, Isaiah says that Egypt, as well as, interestingly enough, Assyria, have that highway of holiness, which is a millennial thing, and we don't even fully know it. But to answer your question, the short of it is, Sally, that I think that the Lord unusually is blessing Egypt for harboring the nation and also for being the refuge to which Christ came. And also, you know, there has been a historic, one of the largest Christian minorities is in Egypt, the Coptic peoples, that, by the way, are very much suffering. And I can't wait till I get to do my report one of these months. I met an evangelist. His name is Moody. Have you ever heard of a Islamic person by the name of Moody? He got saved, and now he works Egypt's, what do they call the south of Egypt? Upper Egypt, which is the south, in the Coptic region, going village to village, because the Muslims are burning down all the churches, and there's hardly any churches left in Upper Egypt. And so he is planting house churches among those people. So the long one is, it would take me a while to string together, but if you look at prophecy, there's a very special relationship God has with Egypt because of their he sent his people there, and because they grew for 400 years and then Christ went there. And that shows up especially in the millennial time. We find God favoring them, but we also never see Egypt the attacker of Israel, which is fascinating. Although we've seen it in history, we don't see it prophetically. Did I say enough? Okay. What a blessing.